And welcome to Outbeat Radio on KRCB Windsor Santa Rosa, a program that focuses on issues by, for, and, or about members of the gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender communities. You can hear Outbeat Radio every Sunday night at 8 p.m.
This is Living Proof, and we're your hosts. I'm Dr. Diana Grayer, and next to me is my wife and co-host, Sheridan Gold. Tonight's show will introduce you to two separate people. First, you hear from Zoe Lewis, an incredibly talented musician who will be in the Bay Area, including giving a concert in Cotati, locally here in Cotati, on May 14th.
And then you'll hear JD, co-producer of Women's Weekend at Russian River, May 18th through the 21st. And she's also the president of Sonoma County Pride, June 2nd through the 4th.
So stay tuned to hear these two amazing women. But first, here's news and events with Outbeat member Greg Moralia.
I have found Outbeat Radio News, your source for LGBT news from the North Bay and beyond.
This is Greg Moralia with your Outbeat Radio News for the week of May 7th, 2017. Reports about the atrocities happening in the Russian territory of Chechnya continued to pour in this week, with little response from world government or religious leaders. Most survivors of the secret prisons where LGBTQ people are being tortured, humiliated, interrogated, and killed are speaking out about the horrors going on inside Chechnya. As we previously reported, survivors have outlined abuses including electrocution and beatings, and shared that when and if they are brought home, their families are being told they should be murdered as an honor killing. This week, one man who made it out alive, sharing that sometimes families are invited into the prison and told to kill their relative or else authorities would do it themselves. He said, quote, "They tell the parents to kill their children. They say either you do it or we will. They call it cleaning your honor with blood. They tortured a man for 2 weeks. They summoned his parents and his brother, and they all came. They said to them, your son is a homosexual. Sort it out, or we will do it ourselves. They replied, it's our family. We'll do it. The family took him off and killed him in the forest. They buried him there. They didn't even give him a funeral," end quote. British government officials report that the Chechen leader claims to be ridding the country of all LGBT people by the start of Ramadan later this month. And here in the U.S., on Tuesday, the Equality Act, protecting civil rights for sexual orientation and gender nonconforming minorities, was formally introduced to Congress. The bill was co-sponsored by 241 members of the House and has overwhelming support from the nation's business community. The Human Rights Campaign reports that 92 major corporations have now joined the Human Rights Campaign Business Coalition for the Equality Act. While the overwhelming majority of American leading businesses have already started addressing workplace fairness for LGBTQ employees, these major employers know how important the need is for federal standards to treat all employees the same, no matter which state they live in. The slate of companies endorsing the Equality Act have a combined operation in 50 states, headquarters in 23 states, and collectively generate $2.6 trillion in revenue. In total, these companies employ more than 5.8 million people across the country. And also this week, the United States Supreme Court let stand a California law that bans licensed therapists from working with children to change their sexual orientation from gay to straight, rejecting an appeal that the measure violates religious rights. The rebuff leaves intact a federal appeals court decision upholding California's 2012 first-of-its-kind law. The measure prohibits the form of counseling known as conversion therapy. The ban was challenged by three people, led by licensed therapist and minister Donald Welsh, who said it interferes with the right to practice a religious belief. California officials urged the Supreme Court not to hear the appeal, saying the law doesn't restrict what religious leaders can say except in the context of a state-licensed therapy session. The law applies to licensed doctors, psychologists, family therapists, and social workers, and it subjects violators to discipline by state licensing bodies. And finally, don't forget the 30th annual Sonoma County Pride celebration is happening June 2nd through the 4th. The weekend begins with a concert featuring Steve Grand and Billy Gilman, hosted by the Grayton Casino and Resort. Join some of your Outbeat Radio personalities at the Rise Up Unity Rally, taking place at 1 p.m. on Saturday, June 3rd at the Guerneville Lodge. This rally will feature more than a dozen speakers, music, and more. And then the weekend wraps up on Sunday, June 4th, with the annual LGBTQ Pride Parade down Main Street in Guerneville, starting at 11 a.m., with a festival back at the Guerneville Lodge starting at 12 noon. You can get more details and information about this year's Pride celebration at sonomacountypride.org. For a calendar of LGBT news and events happening here in the North Bay, go to gaysonoma.com. And for all the latest LGBT news headlines we're following, go to our website at outbeatnews.com. For KRCB's Outbeat Radio News, I'm Greg Moralia.
Outbeat Radio News, your source for LGBT news from the North Bay and beyond.
And welcome back. If you just joined us, this is Living Proof with Diana and Sheridan. And we are in studio tonight with Zoe Lewis, the wonderful musician you're about to hear from. Hey, Zoe, how you doing?
Hello. Hi. I'm very well. Happy to be on the show.
We're so happy to have you. Yeah. So, Zoe, you are coming to the Bay Area soon.
Yes, I'm very excited about that. I haven't been there for a little while, and I'm most excited to play at the Freight and Salvage with Lisa Koch on May the 12th.
May 12th.
And then I'm also playing on Mother's Day, an afternoon show in the lovely Mare Shalom community in Cotati.
Mm-hmm. Cotati, right.
How do you say it?
Cotati.
Cotati.
Yeah, so people around here,
there,
they just say Cotati.
Cotati. I will.
Yeah.
I'm very excited about going there, too.
Uh-huh. Any other gigs that you have around besides those two?
I'm just signing in for those. I'm playing the Oakmont community, too.
Uh-huh. And when is that?
That's the 13th.
Okay.
Really, I'm pushing the Freight. The Freight and Salvage is the big one with Lisa and the Mother's Day gig.
Uh-huh.
In Cotati.
Right. Don't be saying it like that, though. They're going to think you're from outer space. You got to blend
well,
all
this. I am, didn't you know?
Well, you do have a little bit of an accent. Where are you from?
Outer space, England.
Ah.
I'm from the south coast of England.
England.
A little village. And I was just there, but now I live in Provincetown on the east coast.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Down on the tip of Cape Cod, Massachusetts.
I see. Yeah. Well, we have your album cover here in the studio, and we are looking at your beautiful picture. Do you?
And your curly top. I love your curly top.
Do you have a website people could go to find out more about you in case they want to know more?
Yes, certainly. All the info is on zoelewis.com.
Ah.
ZoeLewis.com.
All right.
And all my shows, I play in Provincetown all summer long. I tour the world. For the rest of the time, I was in Mexico playing all winter in Puerto Vallarta.
And that's a nice way to spend the winter.
Yeah. Huh. I left England because I'm not so keen on the weather. It's chilly here in T-Town, so I like a bit of warmth.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, well.
So I love Mexico, and I love, I'm going to Texas actually to play after California.
Oh, wow. It's going to be hot there. I was just going to say it's in the 80s here right now. So
doing an outside concert in Texas, so we're going to be dripping.
Yeah.
But I love the heat.
So Zoe, let the audience get to know you a little bit. So let's start with our connection to you. That is Irwin Keller.
Irwin.
Yeah.
Irwin is a dear friend of mine. He used to be in the Kinsey Six Dragapella Beauty Shop Quartet.
Yes.
He's a darling, and I met him when they were performing in Provincetown many years ago. And I wrote a song called Squid. It's a long story, and we became dear friends. And I think you've met him. If you just meet him, you fall in love.
Oh, yes.
And that's what I did, and we've been in touch ever since. And he's left performing after many successful years. He's also a lawyer, and now he's a rabbi, and his community is the community where I'm playing.
Uh-huh.
And it's a very progressive community, too, so I'm very excited to see where he lives and to play for all his people, his lovely friends, and whatever the word is. So that's my sweet pal. And I was actually Ben, who's another member of the Kinsey Sixers in Puerto Vallarta. It's a small world when you start performing and traveling. You always cross paths with old friends. And I think my friends are just spread all over the world now, so that's why I can't see myself ever stopping touring. I have to touch base and see them every now and then. Huh. But I haven't seen Erwin for a little while, so it's going to be great.
What's a little while in your world mean?
Quite a few years. He turned up in Provincetown maybe 5 years ago. I felt I saw him. I think I was in Key West and I chased a man and it wasn't him. I didn't jump on his back. But then it made me miss him terribly, so I phoned.
Oh, you're funny too, aren't you?
Anyway, you know, I always phone when I have this strong feeling that I miss someone. And I often miss Erwin. So we're in touch. And we, that's how come this gig happened.
Oh, it's so wonderful. Anyway. Yeah, Diana and I will be there, definitely.
Hooray!
Yeah, we know Erwin. We belong to the synagogue there. And we're both very excited to meet you. And. Mm-hmm. Be part
and
of that
also,
whole...
you know, it's a Mother's Day one. It's in the afternoon. I think that there's a Tasma band opening too, but whatever, it's going to be a party. So, it's nice to do an afternoon show too.
Right.
On Sunday,
I do want to mention to our listeners that it is a fundraiser for Ne'er Shalom as well to help with their Jewish studies and their school for the kids. And so just for you to come out and help them is fantastic. Help us is fantastic. And we really want to thank you. So let's talk about your history with music. When did you start? You said piano is your main instrument. And so when did you start playing and when did you start singing?
Well, I kind of started playing as soon as I popped out of the womb, I always say. I had to play music. I was like wandering around trying to find something to play. And my dad had an electric organ and I started mucking around on that. And anything that was vaguely musical, anything like, I don't know, pots and pans and things I'd play on. But eventually I started having piano lessons and I did that classically, but I was always trying to find out what jazz was. Now I play ukulele and guitar and washboard and harmonica and a whole bunch of things. But I've always lived off music. I'm a strange musician. Really, that's been my job always.
Huh.
And I play, can do jazz till the cows come home in restaurants and bars. That's what I used to do for my bread and butter. And then I kept writing songs and doing my own songs. And that's what I do now in theaters and community spaces. And I've written two musicals, and I've got another one I'm working on. And we put those on in Provincetown.
Wow, musicals.
I feel like I have, and when I'm 90 years old, I'm still going to be doing it because there's no option.
Right, right. So,
I think I wouldn't breathe if I didn't play music.
Oh. Well, you said you were out of the womb playing music and you'd hit anything you could, pots and pans, and then you said the word eventually you started music lessons or piano. I'm curious how old you were when you started piano.
I was probably about 5 or 6.
Uh-huh.
But I never had a piano, not until I was 13.
Ah.
So I'd just go for the lessons. And then I'd go around the corner to a lady's house, an old lady. She had one on Sundays. Practice, and in the piano bench, she would have all that old sheet music,
right.
And I'd get it out and play, you know, these 1920s songs. I mean, I can't read very well because I did everything by ear, but I'd work them out. And now I have a 1920s show that we do every summer in Provincetown too. Zoe Lewis and the Bootleggers. We take you back to the Prohibition era.
I love that
stuff, and I always thank the old lady for exposing me to that in her music stool.
Did you write a song about her?
Well, I do have a song called 78, which is about the joy of the old scratchy vinyls.
Uh-huh.
Well, they're not vinyl. They're Bakelite, actually. Mm. And in Provincetown, I have a kayak, I can't say the word, a kayak. And I always kayak in the summer to the tip of Cape Cod, and I can tie my vitrola on the back of the kayak and head out to the beach and play records out there to the seagulls.
You're not afraid of it getting
my
wet?
Word.
No, we put it in a plastic bag.
Ah, I see. Got it. Yeah, I grew up with a Victrola at my house. They still have it. But, you know, you have to wind it by hand, and then you put the record on. And
So speaking of inspiration, so what other ways, Zoe, you talked about this woman, this friend, and then now on your kayak, what other ways do you find inspiration to create your music, like the musicals and those types of things?
I've traveled a lot. I mean, I left England when I was 23, and I've been to over 70 countries, and I really was yearning to see the world. Wow. And I think, hear the grooves. I mean, for me, my heart is in Latin America because the grooves, you know, for an English lass from a little village, everything was very on the beat. And suddenly it was all offbeat, and my hips started moving, and I felt the groove. And I love rhythm. Rhythm, you know, in my show, rhythm is a very, you know, strong. I think people say, "Oh, you got some rhythm," and I love it. My ear goes. And when I play jazz, I really like to swing. You know, I love it, offbeat, always offbeat. And that was great for me traveling. And then, of course, I saw everything with new eyes. So lyrically, everything was new every day. I was turned upside down, so I couldn't stop writing about all the things. And I have a lot of people say my music's like a map sometimes. You know, there's a bit of African groove here and a tale from, you know, when I was in Senegal and suddenly we're in Guatemala and I'm singing gringo. And then, you know, and then I take you back in time to the old Vitrola days. I like to, the music's quite visual, I think, and paints a picture, so... I mean, I'm always inspired when I travel. And the other thing I loved, you know, was you can play music with anything. You don't need a traditional instrument. You know, people will pick the gourds from the trees and start shaking them, or they'll, you know, there's calabash and there's bean pods, and people just play the table in Guatemala. They're not so reserved. They'll jam. Everyone will jam. There's keys in your pocket you can shake. There's always music. That's where I got a lot of
Wow. Thank you for that. I mean, I don't think I've ever heard anyone speak so deeply about their experience, their passion around music like you are. I mean,
I know. It just feels like it's just coming out of your being.
Oozing out. Yeah.
And we can feel the ooze over here in California. And you're way over there in Provincetown. I'm sure the listeners.
I just love it. You know, and I love it so much. I want other people. I want to share it with people. I know people. I know music's magic, and I know it can touch people, and it touches me all the time. And
so
it's a special language, and I believe in it very much. And you know, I want everyone to come and jam. You know, my mom was always told she couldn't sing by her mother, and it's not true. Everyone, it's like, you know, they always say everyone has a story to write. And I think everyone can sing. We just, you know, there's all these constraints made about how you're meant to sing.
And to play music, sounds like. Just get your keys out and start shaking, right?
Yeah. That's why I love punk, too. You know, it's just like, get up there and scream. Just go for it. You know, I love it all.
Oh.
Scream, yay.
So you have a couple songs on your CD, The Sound of Wings, and I was curious if you could talk a little bit about both songs, and we'll save Rescuing Miss Williams for last, because we will be playing that song on our show. But could you talk a little bit about Edie Windsor and how that song came to be?
Edie Windsor, well, you know, she's the plaintiff who overturned DOMA for gay marriage, and she's a marvelous lady. I think she's in her late 80s now. And, you know, when DOMA was overturned, we were all celebrating in Provincetown. I couldn't believe that federally, you know, it passed that we could get married in every state. It was remarkable. I thought maybe it would happen one day, not so fast. And, you know, Edie Windsor just blew me away. And I just sat in the kitchen with my ukulele and wrote a little ditty.
Aww.
And then, of course, as one does these days, I filmed it. I just sat in front of my laptop and filmed it and stuck it on the you know, for that day.
Uh-huh.
To say, look, I wrote a song about this. And it went viral. And don't you know, I heard from Evie Windsor saying, oh, darling, I love your song.
Oh.
And she was coming to P-Town, so she took me out for dinner.
Oh.
And now I play on Olivia Cruz's, and she's on them sometimes too. And it gives me so much joy to play that song, and the whole place is thanking her and singing the chorus, Evie Windsor, you know, shining brighter than the sun. And, you know, Evie Windsor, she took on the Supreme Court, and she won. And we sang that, I'll never forget, in Herring Cove Beach outside. There's a big music series in the summer, and there were probably 1,000 people, and we were playing in the sun. We were setting in Evie was there, and the whole place was singing to her, and she was waving to everyone.
Well, we'll play a little bit of Edie Windsor for folks as we leave our show. I also wanted you to talk a little bit about Rescuing Miss Williams, the first number on your CD titled The Sound of Wings. And tell us a little bit about how this song came to be.
Miss Williams was my choir mistress in my village. And I always, you know, we're not a religious family. And, you know, I begged my mum and dad, please, can I go to church? And they was like, well, why would you want to go to church, darling? And I was like, I just really, really want to go. I want to go and sing. I knew I wanted the music.
Mm.
But the truth was I'd seen Miss Williams. And she was very nice. And she wore a tweed skirt. And she played the red and white accordion.
So
she reminded me of Julie Andrews.
Oh.
And I begged to go. And anyway, I joined the choir. And every Sunday we'd go back to Miss Williams's house, and she would play accordion, and we'd sing, and I was in heaven. And, you know, I tell the tale that also James Bond was very big in the 1970s, and we were all watching him on telly. Sean Connery, you know.
Yeah.
And I loved that. I loved Sean Connery as much as Miss Williams in a different way. I wanted to be him because he always rescued the ladies. And, you know, I loved it. The titles were going, and then he was, you know, floating off in a little inflatable with a lovely lady. And then, and then my mum would say, go to bed, enough television. And I would. And every night I'd rescue Miss Williams in my dream.
Oh,
so, and I sing this, and it's a lot of people are nodding their heads, and they had similar experiences.
Well, how old were you when you wanted to join the church choir?
7.
You were 7.
Yes.
How long did that love affair go on?
Oh, until I joined Brownies, and then I fell in love with the brown owl.
You are a funny woman.
The brownie leader in England. I don't know if you call your brownie. Brownie leader, the brown owl, but in England we do.
Uh-huh.
But I always carried a torch for Miss Williams.
You know? Now, did Miss Williams, was she aware of your affection?
Of course not. I mean, if you listen to the song, at the end I decide to tell her one day, I am ready in case she needs to be rescued.
Oh, what a romantic you are.
But anyway, yes, I can.
So
we always like to ask the private questions about...
Yes, very nice. And you get them up to sing when we're not prepared, I see.
So, Zoe, we're curious about, when did you know about yourself? When did you learn? When did you come out?
Well, that's two different questions.
Okay.
When you know about yourself is when you want to rescue Miss Williams.
Okay, yes.
But then you... push it back or don't even cerebrally think, you just start feeling all these things,
mm-hmm.
which is quite lovely. And then it wasn't until, well, I came out when I was 23, really, but I must say in England I was playing in lesbian bars, but of course I wasn't one. I was just happened to find myself in them. I was playing music, playing piano in the corner. And I came to San Francisco because I met a couple of women from who were traveling around Europe. And, so I guess when I was 23, when I left, as soon as I jumped on the plane, really, I admitted it to myself. Or I realized that I was free. I could do anything. I could be anyone I wanted to be at any particular day. Mm. And then I felt like the Zoe that I was back when I was seven again.
Mm.
You know, the same Zoe then who was just being herself,
mm.
not trying to conform. I can't say I ever had much hassle in England because no one, I never really had a boyfriend because I always had music.
Oh.
So everyone was like, oh, she just has her music, you know.
Uh-huh.
So as soon as I came to the States, I was like, ta-da!
Ta-da! She's out. She's free.
Yeah, where's my swimming?
Uh-huh.
I remember we got an old VW bus and we drove across the United States and went to the Michigan Women's Festival and I was like a pig in dirt, you know.
Uh-huh. What year was that? What year when you turned? When you
1989,
left
something like that.
Oh, 89. Uh-huh.
Thanks.
Okay.
Something around that, yes.
Right. Okay. So any love in your life?
Yes. I have a true love. She's called the Cigarette Girl. She's a cigarette girl in my 1920s show.
Oh.
And we've been together 11 years.
11?
11 years.
Oh.
Well, congratulations. Is she coming out with you to California?
No.
Oh.
No. She's holding down the fort. I'm there. I'm a wandering vagabond.
Uh-huh.
She'll often come with me, but not for the, I go all the time, so.
Yeah. Often. She's used to it.
I've got some, if people are listening who will come to the Freight and Salvage, they've got a fabulous show there. I've got Julie and Kate Wolf joining me.
Oh, that's going to be great.
Amazing. They're my dear, dear, sweet friends that I've known forever.
Oh, that's going to be wonderful.
Way over 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
We played tons of music together. It's going to be a real party. And another friend on trombone, Sarah Julian, and Wes Carroll, who's in a band called the House Jacks, and he does beatbox. He's fabulous.
Oh, wow.
Who else knows who else can sit in? But it's always a free-for-all. And then Lisa Cook, I don't know if you know her. She's hilarious. She's from Seattle, and she's a comedian and a singer-songwriter.
So you're going to be here about maybe 2 or 3 weeks or so?
No. It's just for a weekend.
Oh, just a weekend?
Flying in on the Wednesday, and then I've got Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday gigs.
Oh, wow.
And then I'm off to Texas.
Busy woman. Okay. Wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to have to end our interview with you, but boy, we sure don't want to.
Oh, well, it's lovely of you to chat.
Yeah.
Let me be on the show. I appreciate it.
Oh, so you're so welcome. Before you introduce your song, we just like to ask our guests for words of advice or suggestions to our listeners. Do you have anything that you want to impart to the people, your life philosophy?
Oh, that's nice.
Have any words?
Well, I have a dear friend who's 97, and she had a very hard time in her life. But she blossomed and bloomed. And now we do a show called the Eyelash Cabaret every summer. She's going to perform with me this summer. She cuts her hair and she sticks it on her eyelashes. And she's wild and wonderful. And she was doing the splits, actually, up until just a few years ago. She always says to me, darling, don't ever let anybody tell you how not to be. Be yourself now. And she's 100% right. And I try and... I encourage everyone to do that. Like the little Zoe I was, and then I forgot, and then I came back to being me again.
Aww.
Don't let anyone tell you how not to be. Just be yourself, especially with the government at the moment.
Yes.
Don't let them get you down. Just keep on being yourself.
Thank you, Zoe.
Conquer all.
Oh,
thank you,
wonderful.
Zoe. Beautiful words.
We need to say goodbye to you, and thank you so much for being on the show. And we'd like you to introduce your song, and then we'll be playing Rescuing Miss... Williams.
Cheers.
Well, for everybody.
Thank you so much. And here it is. I told you the story about my lovely choir teacher. Sit back and imagine rescuing the woman of your dreams. Here's Rescuing Miss Williams.
Mm-hmm. And I'm ready in the shallow end if she starts drowning in the deep.
And welcome back. If you just joined us, this is Living Proof with Diane and Sheridan. And in studio right now, we have JD in studio. Hey, JD, how you doing?
Good. How about yourself?
Good. So nice to have you. I want to remind everyone that, JD, you are the producer of Women's Weekend at Russian River this May, which is in a couple weeks.
Yes, Co-producer. It is. It's coming up very quickly.
And you are also president of Sonoma County Pride, June 2nd through 4th. So we want to know all about everything's coming up. So what do you want us to know?
Well, we'll start off with the very first event is actually next Tuesday. We have a Give Back Tuesday, which is a fundraiser for Women's Weekend. And then that's at the Rainbow Cattle Company in Guerneville. And we sell raffle prizes, and it's a buffet for $5. And we just basically have a lot of fun and raise money. And so then the following week on the 16th, we have a fundraiser, a Give Back Tuesday fundraiser for Sonoma County Pride. And so we'll be doing the same thing over again to raise funds for Sonoma County Pride.
And where is this again?
This is at the Rainbow Cattle Company in Guerneville on Main Street. Okay. And it starts at 6 p.m.
Okay.
And it goes until 8 p.m. And then, of course, we have the 37th annual Women's Weekend, Russian River Women's Weekend coming up. And that's going to start on May 18th, where we have a drumming circle at the Johnson's Beach Campground. And then on Friday morning, at noontime, we're going to start off with a DJ poolside. We have DJ Olga from Oakland. And San Francisco is where she's originating from. And then that evening, we have a burlesque show. And then on Saturday, we're going to have...
Okay.
On Saturday, we have... the DJ starts at noon again. And it'll be DJ Becky Knox from San Francisco. And then we have some really fun pool games that we're going to be playing. In addition to our annual fundraiser wet t-shirt. Kind of call it a contest, but it's not really a contest. It's whoever raises the most funds for one of our charities. And our charities are the Women's Health Center, Forgotten Felines, and this year we've added the Senior Center.
So before you move on to more events, tell us how that works as far as a wet t-shirt contest, but it's not about the t-shirt and what you might see when they're wet, but it's about raising money. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Correct. So what we do is we charge... so much for a glass of water and then so much for a pitcher of water, depending on how much water you want to pour on the contestant. And the person who raises the most money, in other words, the person who gets the most water poured on them, will be the winner. And all of the funds collected are going to be split between our three charities. So,
how fun is that?
Well, what type of woman is most likely to get the most water poured on her?
Every year it's different because we welcome all body sizes, all body shapes. Anybody who identifies as female is welcome at our event. We're very inclusive. So anybody that would like to get up on stage and raise money for us is welcome to do so.
God, I'm just nervous thinking about it. I don't think I could ever do that. It takes a lot of bravery to go up there, doesn't it?
That and sometimes the little free shots that we're giving out beforehand. Help with
some of the courage that's needed to get up there and do that.
So that sounds like fun. So you have to have a nice, warm personality, a feisty personality to get that money.
Yeah.
So it sounds fun.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do the contestants, do they encourage people? Like, are they kind of self-promoting because they want to win and get the money? Or
absolutely. They know how to work it.
I see.
And there's some people that know how to work it better and some people that just want to get up there and have some water poured on them. But regardless, we're raising money. So I encourage all of it.
Oh, mm-hmm. That's wonderful. I mean, I guess you can tell by our questions, we've really never been to the contest before.
I've gone a long time ago. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. So 27
think?
Years.
37.
30. Oh, my word.
Yes.
37.
The event started in 1980.
Wow.
So we kind of picked up the people that I'm producing the event with, and I took it over on the 35th anniversary. So this will be our third year producing it.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you. It's been fun. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So after the wet t-shirt contest, we will also be doing other pool games. And then new this year, at 7 p.m., right before our Drag King show, which is pretty much the premiere, we have some fantastic people. As a matter of fact, D-Love from Oakland and her drag troupe will be coming out and doing the Drag King show. And she's also one of the producers. She's doing all the entertainment. So she's gotten all of the burlesque and drag performers for us lined up. But right before that kicks off, we're going to have the vibrator races. This is a brand new event this year. It's being held by...
Wait a minute. Did I hear you right?
Yes. Yes, we have a track. No, you cannot bring your own vibrator. We only allow ones that have not been touched. Oh. So they're brand new. They've been donated. We have... Good Vibrations will be on site also if you'd like to buy a brand new one, but it can't be. It has to be out of the box in order to be able to be played. But they've made a track. They've lit it up. And I believe you can buy lube for $1 to make your vibrator go faster. But it's going to be really interesting, and we'll have prizes for the winners.
So I can't even imagine
it.
Okay.
Vibrators going from one end of the pool to the other end?
No.
Of the
they're
pool?
Not going in the pool. They're going down a track.
Oh, okay. So going down.
Yes, we've created a track. Well, Sister Wilma Titsgrow from the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence has started this, and she's already done. The races at Main Street, and so we're going to carry that over into our event.
Gosh.
Just because it sounded like fun, and it's another way to raise money and fundraise.
Oh my goodness!
So you have to purchase an opportunity to be in the races, and then he'll give you your vibrator. And then I think we're going to have three different rounds. So, and then may the best vibrator win.
I hope you're videotaping this, archiving it. I mean.
So listen, before you move on, I have another question.
Sure.
So,
Sharon, don't get carried away on the vibrator story.
All different shapes. I mean, are they all the same? What?
I don't
colors?
Know. I don't know. I'm actually allowing Sister Wilma to take this event on. She seems to be like the pro goodness. With this, so I'm going to trust her with this one.
Yes. There you go.
And then right after that is when we have the Drag King show, and that'll start at 8 p.m. on the R3 stage. And then following the Drag King show will be our dance party at the R3.
Wow.
And we have DJ Olga is going to be our DJ for that. And then on Sunday morning, we have Sunday morning communion with Jello Shots. And then we'll have more pool games throughout the day, and we're going to have DJ Lady Char from Sacramento, and she's all over the place, Oakland, San Francisco, will be there as well. And that's our weekend. Yeah. So tickets are on sale right now, and you can still buy them at our Women's Weekend RussianRiver.com website. And follow us and come out and have fun. It's going to be warm this year.
So the tickets. So I was paying attention, and I noticed that you could buy a package deal kind of thing.
Correct, yeah. Right
or
now,
if I want to just go to the Drag King show, can I just buy a ticket to go there or no?
You How will be work? Able to do anything individually.
Individual, okay.
Right. It's, right now, the tickets for the whole entire weekend are on sale for $55 for a weekend pass, and usually our individual events run between $20 and $25 to just go to an individual event.
Oh, so makes
we
more
try to
sense,
encourage so. You to,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
to buy the... Yeah. By the weekend pass.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, all that sounds fabulous. congratulations.
Thank you.
We wish you the best of luck, and it does sound quite wonderful. We do need to move on, however,
yes,
to the next event that you are the president of.
Yes, I get a weekend off, Memorial Day weekend. And then we're right back at it on Friday, June 2nd for Sonoma County Pride. We have a fabulous concert going on at Grayton Resort and Casino. In the ballroom at 9 p.m. is going to be Billy Gilman, who was the first runner-up on The Voice this last season, and Steve Grand, who his song is All-American Boy. I believe he's a model. I know every time I say Steve Grand around any of the men that I know, they go absolutely crazy. So he's going to be a big draw. And then on Saturday, June 3rd, we have our Rise Up Rally. This is new for us this year, and it's part of rising up and fighting discrimination against everything right now, against all people that are losing their civil rights. So we have speaking, Gary Carnival and Cheryl from Sonoma County Gaydar are heading up the Rise Up Rally, and they've got Linda Hopkins coming out to talk and Jill Ravitch, and we're hoping to get Jim Oberfeld. We're still working on that piece of it right now.
So for people who don't know who those speakers, who they represent, could you be more specific and say who what people those folks represent? Or
sure. Uh-huh. Linda Hopkins is our brand new 5th District Supervisor. She was just voted in the last election, and she's very involved in the community, especially West County. And so we're excited to have her. She's also going to be a Grand Marshal for us the next day at our parade. And Jill Ravitch is the District Attorney for Sonoma County. And then Jim Oberfeld, if we're able to get him, he is the landmark decision for marriage equality. He was the plaintiff in that case. And he's been out to Guerneville before, and I've had the opportunity to meet him. And he's a really nice guy, so I'd love to have him back out here. It'd be great to see him again.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
Certainly. And then that evening, on Saturday evening, we'll be doing the Outwatch Film Festival at the Monte Rio Theater in Monte Rio. And then on Sunday, June 4th, we have our Unity March and Parade, which is going to be our regular parade.
Parade, yeah.
It's our whole two blocks. It's a lot of fun.
But lots of people. We've been going, and it's great, though. Yeah.
Well, this is our 30th year.
Wow.
Yeah, what started out as a picnic, I believe in, was it Juilliard Park? Has now come to, this is a three-day event, so it's really great. But I'm really excited about the parade because we have, our Grand Marshal is Greg Saras, the tribal chair leader from Grayton, Linda Hopkins, our 5th District Supervisor, and Aiden Dowling. Aiden Dowling is a transgender female to male who was on the cover of Men's Health and Fitness and has done a glowing example of a transition, I guess you would say, and he is a motivational speaker, and him and his wife are going to be coming out, and he's going to give his speech on Sunday at the festival at 1 o'clock on stage about how he went through his transition. So he has a YouTube channel, and he videotaped his transition from day one all the way, and he's still doing it. So he's really it's very inspirational to talk with him.
If somebody wanted to go and find out more about him on YouTube, how do you spell his name?
It's A-Y-D-I-A-N and then Dowling. And he does have a specific YouTube channel, something to do with a lion.
Well, we can, people can go to YouTube and just put his name in. And
yeah, if you put his name in, it'll pop up.
Well, that sounds interesting.
Yeah, you know? So then we also have the group Mouths of Babes will be on stage. And, of course, we have to have drag kings and drag queens. That's always the highlight of the afternoon. And so we'll be, our festival runs, we have food vendors, we're going to have alcohol vendors, we're going to have a whole bunch of people there that are out there supporting the LGBT community. It's a great party. It's down at the Guerneville Lodge, right on the river, nice grassy area, so it's a lot of fun. And we encourage everybody to come out this year. This is really a big year, especially with our political climate, to show support for one another and show solidarity.
What time does the parade start on Sunday?
11 a.m.
Ah.
And we try to get it right at 11 a.m. because we have to pay to shut those roads down.
Oh, do you?
Yes.
Did not know that.
Yeah, we're There's a lot of fundraising that goes on in order to put this event on, especially something of this caliber this year. It's been, and we're looking for new board members and people that want to volunteer and come out and help. We're always have our hands, arms wide open to welcome new people that will take what we've done over the past 30 years and carry it into the future in the way that however our rights need to be followed, fought for.
Say more about that, what it takes to put this on, you know, because I think it's important to let our audience know how they can come in and help, you know.
Yeah, we lost a couple board members over the past year just for a variety of different reasons. So our board is made up of a president, vice president, treasurer, secretary, and we need new people and new people to come in and help coordinate the parade, help coordinate our volunteers. So we have a real big need for just bodies. And then also helping with doing designs for our brochures, getting out the ideas of what's next year going to look like, what's the theme going to be, how do we raise money, who's going to be our sponsors, who's in charge of getting our sponsors. We have to. So we actually, this year, we stayed pretty focused. We took about 2 months off before we got back to the grind and started saying, how are we going to shape up this year? So this has been a 10-month process to get to the point where we have these 3 days filled with all these different names and entertainment and getting people to participate in the parade and then trying to keep track of all the funds and do the advertising. And so there's all aspects. We welcome anybody who'd like to join us.
It's so much prep for just really 3 days of an experience.
Yes.
People don't realize.
No, they don't.
So contact information. If somebody's listening and they want to get involved to help, could you give them an email or something?
SonomaCountyPride.org is our website. And you can find any way to contact us there. So just believe it goes to the Sonoma County Pride admin page, and then we're keeping track from there. Mm-hmm. And there's also a way to sign up to volunteer for the day of.
Oh.
So, and you can also give money. You can donate if you'd like. And it'll also have, if you missed the times or any of the dates or anything, the exact order of what's going on for those 3 days.
Mm-hmm. So listening to you, JD, is a lot of work, mm-hmm. but I hear the passion. So where does that come from? I mean, you're doing the Women's Weekend, and now you're doing you've been doing it for 10 months, right?
Right.
So, I mean, this is your first year of being president. Give us a little history around.
Well, you know, it's kind of funny because I grew up in Orange County, so I'm a transplant, and I came to Guerneville, and I've never felt so much community in my life. It was really interesting because there's way more people down in Orange County, but here you know everybody. Everybody knows you. And there's a real sense of wanting to get involved and helping people out. So when Women's Weekend was being passed off as, we're not going to do it anymore, we don't have the energy, nobody wanted to take it. So we picked it up and ran with it with basically a list of, here's some emails. We took it from scratch, put our own money into it, and built it up in our third year here now. And then with Sonoma County Pride, I had been involved in Pride in the past, and it was the same thing where no group was really interested. So we put together a real small one the first year I was involved. And then over time, our past president, Chuck Ramsey, actually went and got a 501c3 status for us. And so now we have the 501c3 status, which is a lot easier to do our fundraising with. That helps us quite a bit. But it's just about getting involved and saying, hey, these things are important. We need these things. So if I can help to keep them going, I will. I really want help.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 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 yeah.
But, you know, I don't know how long I will be the president or be, you know, doing all of these things, but I definitely didn't want to see these super important events just kind of fade away.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for all your energy. Really, thank
absolutely.
You.
Mm-hmm.
Really. I'm wondering about young people.
Yes.
In your meaning not you, JD, but your the organization, plans on including young people. We have a 17-and-a-half-year-old daughter, and I think she would love to be involved. I don't know if she has the time, but I think she would love to be involved. And so my question comes from, well, would she be welcome? Would someone take her and others her age under their wing to help mentor them so that they know how to be good volunteers versus be on their phones 24/7, you know? It's like, what kind of outreach do you have for young people, and do you find that important or
difficult?
Yeah.
You know, it has been kind of difficult, and we're trying to partner with both Positive Images and Face-to-Face as working with us to get more people involved. And Positive Images, I've always wanted to have a youth aspect of it. And once again, it's as we grow the event, there's so much energy going into this stuff over here that I'm not going to be able to address getting the youth involved the way I have in the past. But yeah, I've come up with ideas of having, some sort of art contest for them. If they wanted to set up their own booth for Positive Images and get other kids to, man the booth and help out and recruit more volunteers, all you need to do is talk to us. I'd be more than happy to set up a booth for you guys who'd want to help recruit a younger generation, because the younger generation is more absorbed into main society. You know, they haven't gone through the struggles and the fights and have had to have these safe spaces that we've had in the past. And so, but they need to understand the history behind this and why it's so important that we keep these events going. Mm-hmm. Because it's not just, especially with the Rise Up, it's not just LGBT rights that are being attacked now. Mm-hmm. It's civil rights for lots of people. And that's just as important. You can't just fight for one right and not for somebody else's right. Mm-hmm. So, mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I think she'd be really happy to hear that. I would go home and ask her if she wants to be involved, and then I'll give her the information, SonomaCountyPride.org.
Yes.
And maybe she could get in touch with you, or maybe she and her friends would get in touch with you. She does identify as part of the LGBTQ community, and so do her friends. Right. And so I think it'd be really awesome. I've been out to the event for many years, and I always wonder, I see young people there, but I always wonder if they feel invited or if they feel apart, because there's so many people our age, meaning in their 50s, 60s, maybe 70s, who are like most of the people there, you know?
Right, because we've been going to these have been our safe spaces for years and years and years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But last year, Javier, he had a table for Positive Images. But yeah, as far as a lot of volunteering and stuff like that, that would be great. So yeah, we'll check it out.
Yeah, we've got the river, we've got the redwoods, we've got plenty of stuff to do in the area, so it's not a waste of day to come out to Guerneville that day for sure.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we will ask for donation at the door, but no one's going to be turned away for not having any funds.
What is your advice regarding traffic and parking? I'm sorry to bring this up, but, after the parade and we're walking over to where the event is going to be held, and there's, bumper-to-bumper cars who got there late looking for parking, tempers are rising, little accidents are happening with people's cars, and it's just kind of a upsetting situation. So if somebody were to plan better, maybe, and get there earlier, what is your advice regarding that?
It would be parking down Armstrong Redwoods Road past the fire station, parking at the park and ride, which is just on the west side of the Safeway. And we have addressed we actually have a safety corridor for people to walk, so they're no longer walking in the street like they have in the past to the Guerneville Lodge. So that, or just get there early, and come and enjoy breakfast somewhere in town.
That's a great suggestion. I like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we are winding down our interview, and I think I have one last question for you, and that is, where do you get your passion? Who are you?
I like that one better. Who are you?
Who am I? Do I even know the answer to that question? I think my life philosophy is to treat others as you would want to be treated. And with that, that's why I do what I do. I think it's important to have these things for other people to feel safe going to events and things like that. And I want everybody to feel welcome, and I want everybody to feel loved. And I just wish that in return.
Beautiful. So I think the advice question is important, because we like to ask our guests to share some advice or some suggestions or some words of wisdom to the people who are listening, especially around what's happening with this administration, around resist, around rise up. What advice would you offer the community or people maybe who might be struggling with their orientation or whatever?
I think my advice would be to stay strong, to know that you have support out there. There are plenty of places where you can go if anybody is struggling. And you're going to get me on this one. We just lost a 13-year-old's life in the past couple of days, who had actually come out as bisexual just recently. Mm. And it just really is important for people to know that there are people out there to listen to them and people out there to help them. And we're going to try to address that as well at the parade. This is going to be the second time that we've had to have a moment of silence because one of our youth has taken their lives right before Pride. And it really, really hurts me. But stay strong and reach out. There's people there to catch you.
Beautiful.
Thank you so much for being on our show.
Absolutely. Thank you for having
me. You're welcome. Mm-hmm. And we want everyone to remember that, like Zoe and JD, you too can be living proof that through sharing your passions, you can use your creativity as another way to help the world. And you too can be visible and vibrant in telling your story. And this is Diana and Sheridan, and we'll be back next month. Until then,
good night.
Tune in next Sunday night to Outbeat Music with Michaela Kennan. That's at 8 p.m. and only here on KRCB FM Windsor Santa Rosa. Radio 91, online all the time at krcb.org. It's just before 9 p.m. Stay with us. Open Space District is next.